Well, tributes are flowing for a Wiradjuri warrior, Ray Jackson, who passed away on Friday at the age of 73. Ray Jackson founded and was president of the Indigenous Social Justice Association, working to unite the families of those who died in custody in a joint campaign for justice. Nina Copel reports.
Comfort your people for so long.
This song is a tribute to Ray Jackson. Not just a testament to his lifelong fight against Indigenous deaths in custody, but a personal thank you as well.
He'll be really missed, and he has a place in our heart and thoughts forever.
The One So True is sung by Nathan Scott, whose father died in custody. Ruby, his aunt, says the song was an opportunity for the family to thank Ray for helping them in their search for justice.
They were so grateful to Ray for walking alongside them on some of the journey when they were fighting for the case, because Ray Jackson was amazing. He really supported a lot of family. Tireless warrior.
Raoul Bussey worked with Ray as a member of the Indigenous Social Justice Association and describes their close relationship.
I used to joke with him because he got some physical problems, and I always tell him, Ray, I can't replace your arms. I can't replace your legs, because he got problems with the legs. He had to walk for him. He got problems in the eyes. So I can't read to you. But there are two things I cannot replace. It's your brains and it's your heart.
Ray was a victim of what he called the original stolen generation. How do you think this shaped his views?
Ray changed the day that, because originally he didn't know until older age. He was convinced that the parents were the parents. And he, even though he didn't react against the parents because they got a good relation with them, okay, he changed. He changed totally. He was, I think, in a period he was in the Navy. And after that, they decided no more Navy and started to work in the unions. That probably was the first way that he understood that it was possible to do something good.
So you have worked with Ray Jackson in the Indigenous Social Justice Association. Can you tell me more about Ray's role as a president and a founder of the association?
He was a person with an incredible knowledge of condition of life for the original people. What were the points that it was possible to change, to get better, how the system attacking the original people, and he trying to develop forms to respond to those attacks. And not only that, if not when the attacks happened, he was at the front trying to stop. The main role was the death in custody, because it was something that everyone was ignoring.
I understand Ray was also the very vocal advocate for refugees.
He did something that was new in Australia. He organized what we call the Aboriginal passport. And he went a few times to give it to refugees in the detention centers. And he told them, look, you are here because this government, you're not here for us. We want you here. It created an interesting situation, not because the refugees thought that passport would be the solution. No, the passport gave refugees the idea of something was caring about them. Many Aboriginal people caring about them in the detention center here in, what's the name?
Villawood, wasn't it, that he gave the passports out in Villawood?
Yeah. The authorities realized what's going on. He was expelled from there, and he was forbidden to come back.
Brother Ray, we'll never forget you.
Nina Copel looking back at the life of Deaths in Custody campaigner Ray Jackson, who passed away on Friday.